The storm was conjured out of nothing. Placid waters raging with all the elemental fury the sea could muster in a matter of minutes. The slave galley was barely a mile from land, not that her crew would have known. The mists shrouded the threat of the black glass cliffs of the Isle of Sorrows. On the verge of exhaustion, the oarsmen fought the pull of the tide, knowing they were being dragged off course. The only thing that kept them going was the promise that journey's end lay through the shroud. Half a day at most. The ship's hold was full, weighing them down in the water, but they were making good time. In a few hours, the poor bastards shackled to the oars would be able to rest at last, but only for a while before they set out again on the next leg of their travels. Their chains dug away at their skin, the cuffs wearing through to the bone. No one cared. They were less than human. Disposable. It was a punishing life, and a much worse death. The undercurrents of the sea bullied them towards the hidden shore, against the back-breaking efforts of the oarsmen. The relentless drumbeats and barked orders of "Stroke! Stroke! Stroke!" ensured they did not let up in their fight against the raw savagery of the elements. To the watcher's eye, it was obvious they were being pulled off course by the undertow, and for all the men chained to those oars, there wasn't enough strength left in them to fight the elements as they dragged them towards their doom. That slaver was going to be broken against the jagged reef beneath the churning white caps, long before it was thrown up against those black cliffs. The Isle of Sorrows. A ghost island. There were whispers, of course, rumors, but few had set foot upon it in years, none in recent memory. Few even remembered it was there. On a narrow strip of beach on the eastern edge of the island, a hooded figure raised a knotted staff to the sky and cried out in a language rarely heard beyond the confines of this forgotten place. With the words tripping off the figure's tongue, the sky blackened, grim and forbidding, as the wind was whipped into a fury that had waves crashing against the headlands, huge spumes and sprays thrown up even as the next wave smashed against the island. But somehow, that sandy beach remained a place of stillness, an absolute calm, wind and wave forbidden to approach. The figure loosed a harrowing cry and unleashed the full force of the storm to hammer at the slaver, pushing it further away from the island. The rowers wrestled desperately for control of the ship, but the slaver lurched and rolled from port to starboard and back, as the backbone of the slaver threatened to tear apart and leave them fighting for their lives against the surf. The slave master bellowed, "Clear the oars!" And as one, the slaves angled their oars up out of the water, removing all resistance. The sea washed inside. There was no escape. Their chains held the men in place. Another wave struck to the sound of thunder, and the boat cracked. Any hope they might have had of making it to shore was lost in that moment. The cargo in the hold shifted, breaking free of its bonds, and slid, unbalancing the weight distribution. The slave galley's prow dipped until it was beneath the waves, and the sea closed over it, the water pulling the ship down, oblivious to the cries of the drowning men. The sea was hungry, its appetite voracious. It was determined to suck it deep into its depths. And still, the figure on the beach drew down the destructive power of the heavens, showing no sign of relenting. The winds raged, the rains lashed down, and still, the figure gave itself to the incantation, becoming one with the elements, the elemental fury its fury, the elemental rage its rage, until the slaver succumbed, finally surrendering to the sheer ferocity of nature. The timbers shrieked, nails and joists splintering, decking ripped up, the galley walls twisting beyond any point the joinery might hold, and tearing apart under the immense pressures.